Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of College Football Insiders Coach's Corner. With me today is Coach Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern. I'm your host, Daniel Moglione. Coach Fitzgerald was among the College Football Hall of Fame class of 2008, which was recently enshrined into the Hall of Fame in South Bend this summer. He won back-to-back Bronco Nagurski and Bednarik Awards in the mid-90s while leading Northwestern to a pair of Rose Bowl trips from his linebacker position. His Wildcats are currently coming off a 9-4 season, which included a trip to the Alamo Bowl and earned Coach Fitz Big Ten Coach of the Year honors from the Touchdown Club of Columbus. He was also named a semifinalist for the Munger Coach of the Year Award and the Liberty Mutual Coach of the Year finalist. Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dan. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
We'd love to have you on as often as we can. And let me ask you, last time we spoke, you mentioned you were really looking forward to this enshrinement because it was in the off season. You could enjoy it more. It wouldn't take away from the team or what you were focused on in season. How was that weekend in South Bend?
It was absolutely incredible. And for me, Dad, it was kind of going full circle, going back to the scene of the crime, so to speak, of 1995. Our first big win was there in South Bend when Notre Dame was ranked number 9 in the country. And to go back, I think it was maybe the first or second time I've been back in that area since then, truly brought back a lot of great memories of my teammates, my coaches, and just overall experience.
So I know that's not typically your style, but were you doing a lot of bragging then about that? Did you point that out to Coach Holtz?
Not really, no. I made sure I thank Coach Holtz again for not recruiting me. Because I wouldn't have been there without him not recruiting me. But no, in all seriousness, it's just an incredibly humbling honor, and it was great to spend time with the other enshrinees and the coaches. It's a lot less about me and a lot more about my great teammates and a great team to play on, and I just feel fortunate to represent that great group of men.
Now you talk about the other coaches, the other enshrinees. Was there anyone there who made a particular impression or who surprised you that you met this past weekend?
Well, you go back, Billy Cannon being a Heisman Trophy winner in 1959. For me, being 10 years old, the Chicago Bears won the Super Bowl. To spend time with sitting next to Wilbur Marshall was a great, great treat for me. And, I was a rookie free agent who was undrafted with the Cowboys when Troy Aikman and Jay Novacek were in their prime. So it was really neat to see those guys. They don't quite remember this undrafted guy that was there in camp. At the end of the day, it was great to catch up with them. Two very humble, very, very giving people, and it was great just to see them.
So Jay Novacek didn't remember you. Maybe you covered him in training camp at all?
I don't think I covered him once. I think I was supposed to cover him, but that's probably why I'm covering now, and he played such an illustrious NFL career.
And I know they had you guys running around doing a bunch of stuff every day. What was the most fun experience for you?
We had a youth camp right after the pep rally where we had a chance to work with some high school kids, and that was just awesome. It was a lot of fun. Truly enjoyed it. Really had a blast, and the grade school kids did a great, great job.
I know you recently signed a 7-year deal at Northwestern over the summer. How does it feel to have some job security through the year 2015?
Well, it feels great to know that I get to stay at my alma mater for the next 7 years, and hopefully that's just the start of a long-term opportunity for both of us. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here to lead our program. The reason why I'm the head coach at Northwestern isn't because of me, but because of what I was able to experience and how I was able to grow here while I was a student-athlete. I'm very grateful for the length. I'm excited for our coaching staff to be able to be here for as long as we can be, and for a program it sounds like we're heading in the right direction from that kind of support, doesn't it?
Oh, without a doubt, and that kind of leads into my next question. That type of security, that type of support, it's got to help a little bit in recruiting, and I see that three of your verbal commitments hail from the state of Florida. How important is it to be able to recruit nationally, particularly in such a fertile state?
Well, it's critical, and we didn't set in the offseason and say, hey, let's go to Florida and sign 5 kids. It just, our coaches have done a really good job down there. We've built some very solid relationships And I'm very excited about those young men that we have coming to our roster. But I'm more excited because of the right fit to our program. And, you know, we are always going to start and end our recruiting in Chicagoland. And at this current moment, we do not have a commitment from Chicagoland. But that doesn't mean we're not trying. It just means right now there's not a perfect fit on both ends of the spectrum. And that's okay. But if we've got to go down to Orlando, Florida, or out to Seattle, Washington, or up to New Hampshire, or down to L.A. or San Diego, we're going to do that to find young men that want to be Northwestern Wildcats. And I'm excited about the group we've got verbally committed. Obviously, I can't speak on those guys right now, but excited about that group. But I'm really excited about the young men we've got coming in this year's signing class to add to the great talent that we have in our program currently.
We are talking to Northwestern head man Pat Fitzgerald. This is College Football Insider's Coach's Corner on All Access Football Radio. Coach, you know, you have a new quarterback taking over, Mike Kafka taking over the position. How does that impact the offense? I mean, we all remember his 217-yard rushing game versus Minnesota, so should we expect to see more running from the quarterback position this season?
Well, I think we'll be a little bit more diverse. You know, last year, C.J. Beshay, who had over 7,000 yards throwing in his career, was more of a thrower first and a runner second, and Michael's more of a dual-threat quarterback. And with that being said, what does that mean? Well, number one, it means that our starter and our number two right now, Danny Purcell, are a lot more alike than we were a year ago. So we hope to be able to do a little bit more, be a little bit more diversified. But at the same time, don't ask our players to do too much. You know, we pride ourselves in being multiple, with being simple. And if we can do that, we give our opponents a lot to look at and give ourselves an opportunity to execute.
And what's Kafka's progress as a passer been as, you know, he's leading up to his senior season?
Well, he threw for 60% or 69% last year. I think he was 36 of 42 or something like that. And, you know, he's at a 131 passing rating. I don't know what that means, but I know he helped us go up and beat Minnesota. That was, you know, a very good football team on the road for their homecoming a year ago. If he didn't get dinged up at Michigan, he probably would have been a little bit more of the offense the next couple weeks. So, you know, that being said, Michael is doing a great job leading. He's got great arm strength. He's a great athlete. And excited to have him take over the reins of our quarterback position. You look at since 95, you know, Schnurr and Tustock and then on to Bazinet and Beshay. You know, hopefully Michael will be the next one along with our quarterbacks. We've had a great success at the Big Ten level.
Well, if a Northwestern grad doesn't know about the passer rating, a St. John's guy like me really has no chance. I mean, hopefully we might get an intern or two, maybe from MIT or something, and they could explain that to me, how that exactly works. But in addition to replacing your quarterback, you know, the offense has also lost top two running backs, top three receivers from a year ago. So who should we expect to see stepping up in the skill spots?
Well, it's a little similar to what it was like when I took over when we had graduated Brett Bazinet and Jason Wright, Noah Heron. Jason and Noah are still bouncing around the league, and Brett's with the Bears. So, you know, we've got to reload a little bit, but at tailback will be a little bit more of a three-headed monster right now. Stephen Simmons started the Michigan game for us, had a big touchdown run, and also has been a big-time special teams player for us. He's backed up by a sophomore and a redshirt freshman. The sophomore is Jeremy Matthews, who was one of only two players to play for us as a true freshman a year ago, and Alex Daniel, who's a little bit of a bigger back. We also have Scotty Kincannon and Jacob Schmidt, who were injured throughout the spring, that led to the mix, and then with two signees of Mike Trumpy and Harvey Field. So we've got good depth. We're going to figure out exactly who that is, who's going to maybe shoulder the burden of the load early on here in camp. But you'll hear multiple names there. And the same thing at receiver. We're going to have Andrew Brewer and Zeke Markhausen, who's really stepped up in his senior year here, and Jeremy Eber, who started football games, and Charles Brown. We've got a pretty diverse group of guys coming back to wide receiver. We'll probably play seven or eight guys. So we've got a bunch of guys that are going to need to step up a little bit, maybe just because nobody's heard their name, but they've had a great offseason, great spring practice, and I know they're having a great summer.
Now, with so many new faces on offense, and obviously there's always great hopes and expectations, but does that put extra pressure on the defense, which is returning eight starters, particularly early on in the season?
Well, to me, pressure means you're not prepared. And I know our guys will be prepared. I know our coaches will do a great job getting them ready for the season. So at that point, we just need to go out and play what we're capable of and do the things that we do best. And number one, that's to play hard. You know, if you pop on the Cats on tape, I hope and this is what I believe every coach would like to hear about the program, but, you know, I believe our young men play extremely hard. We play smart football. We don't hurt ourselves, and we do the best job we possibly can executing to a high level. So we stick to our plan. And just go out and stay within the moment, take one play at a time, we'll be okay.
Can you give us a status report on defensive end Corey Wooten, who's coming off that knee injury from the bowl game, and he's somebody that we believe if he's healthy, he could be one of the top, if not the top, defensive player in the entire Big Ten.
Well, he's doing great. He's running full speed. He's just doing a tremendous job from everything that I've heard from his rehab standpoint. Obviously, I haven't been able to be a part of workouts, but all reports back, he's from our training staff, he's really doing a great job and working hard.
And not to be overshadowed, I think it appears sophomore bookend Vince Brown is the real deal as well. What are your expectations for him this season?
Just to keep improving and getting better. You know, I thought he really improved last fall, and he's battled through a couple injuries.
Coach, so your first year at Northwestern, four games as a rookie head coach, six in year two, nine last season. Are we looking to crack double digits in 2009?
Hey, let's just beat Towson in the opener, okay? No, we're doing everything we can to improve as a football program, and you know we take a one at a time mentality around here, and I know it's the coaches, but our guys really focus in the moment. And after that game's over, we flush it, and we move on, win, lose, or draw. And you know, I'm proud of our guys taking that kind of approach. And right now, our focus is on ourselves coming into camp in the best shape that we can be, and then at the same time, starting fast in the opener against Towson.
And we're talking to Coach Pat Fitzgerald from the Northwestern Wildcats of the Big Ten, recently enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame for his days roaming as a linebacker for the Cats. Before I let you go, I've understand that you've been appointed to the Illinois Ethics Reform Commission, which focuses on government ethics. Could Coach Fitzgerald one day change to Governor Fitzgerald or Senator Fitzgerald?
No, I'm good with his coaching gig. No, I'm not interested, especially after learning a lot about the inner workings of some politics and a lot of room for improvement there. I think if we got a bunch of coaches involved, that we can get some things turned around. But it was an honor to have the then Lieutenant Governor Quinn and now Governor Quinn here in the great state of Illinois asked me to be a part of that. Hopefully we've made a difference for the people of the state of Illinois.
All right, Coach, we close things out with a quick segment we call Three and Out, three quick-hitting questions. So first down, what's your favorite vacation spot?
Naples, Florida. Southwest Florida, just south of Fort Myers. We've got a home down there that my father-in-law allows us to use and love going down to Naples.
Now we're talking vacation, not recruiting, right?
No, I like going in for recruiting too, but not too many things beat 5th and 3rd Avenue there in Naples, Florida.
All right, I hear that. Second down, favorite movie?
Favorite movie of all time? Oh, gosh, you know, you put me on the spot. I'm going to leave out a lot of great ones, but I probably have to say All the Red Moves with Tom Cruise and Sean Penn.
All right, and third down, your favorite music artist?
Well, I'm pretty open to everything, and if you would listen to my iPod, you'd see that. But if I had to go to one concert, I'd say I'd want to go to Bon Jovi concert.
All right, Bon Jovi, living on a prayer, and I know you're doing some recruiting in New Jersey as well, so there you go.
Trying to do everything we can, without a doubt, but hey, we're only halfway there, right? Isn't that a Bon Jovi song?
Exactly. Good stuff, Coach. Thanks a lot for joining us in this Coach's Corner, and we wish you luck this upcoming season, and again, congratulations on being enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Dan, as always, and have a great rest of the summer. Go Cats. Bye-bye.
Bye.